This is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgium police search for bombing suspect. They released a photo of the suspects in Tuesday's bombings at the Brussels airport and at a subway station. The photograph taken shows a man wearing a black hat, a light-colored jacket, and sunglasses pushing an airport luggage cart alongside two other men who are believed to have been suicide bombers. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for the attack. At least 30 people were killed. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stéphane de Mistura, says the attack shows the importance of gaining a settlement in Syria.
The message we are drawing out of it, we need to extinguish the fire of war in Syria. We need to find a political solution.
The U.S. Embassy in Brussels has recommended Americans stay where they are and avoid public transportation in the Belgian capital. Appealing directly to the Cuban people in Havana, President Barack Obama said it's time for the U.S. and Cuba to move beyond their Cold War differences and begin a new journey toward a future that will benefit both nations.
It is time for us to look forward to the future together. Un futuro de esperanza. And it won't be easy, and there will be setbacks. It will take time.
Mr. Obama spoke in a televised address from El Gran Teatro de Havana as Cuban President Raul Castro sat nearby. Mr. Obama next traveled to the U.S. Embassy, where he met with Cuban dissidents and members of civil society hours before he departed the island nation. Partial results from Niger's presidential runoff election show incumbent Mamadou Issoufou is heading for a landslide victory. According to Reuters, Niger's Electoral Commission says Issoufou has received 93% of the vote. This is VOA News. A Russian court Tuesday found captured